make me say it again. Relationships talk that talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Portarell, and we're about to get the show started, okay? If that's okay with you. I hope everybody is doing fantastic tonight, okay? We got something we need to talk about. Lord, it's too hot. That's what you want, right? You want it to be too hot. But for those of you that don't know, my name is Angela Portarell. I am the diva of the Diva Speaks Relationships brand, the podcast, the television show, card game, the ministry, and all of that jazz, the Roku channel. I am she, okay? And I'm happy to be here with you. We have a letter, guys. I'm gonna chop it up tonight. But it's only for the grown and sexy. If you're not grown and sexy, or you can't handle adult conversation, if you're easily triggered, this may not be for you. I am not for you. My show is not for you. This is just for the grown and sexy. For those who love, you know, just grown and sexy conversations, you know. Not gender war conversations. No finger pointing between the sexes. It's just talking about some things. But y'all don't know nothing about this Make Me Say It Again, the mint condition version. Y'all don't know nothing about this. I am taking you to school tonight, okay? Amen. Yes, honey. Let's get this letter pulled up. And I hope that all of you who are under the sound of my voice, I hope you're doing well. I hope that life is treating you right. And if it's not, you know, I hope you live to see another day to get it right. Whatever, you know, floats your boat. Let's get it tonight. All right. Turn that all the way down so you can hear me. I'm going to turn my volume up. Okay. So tonight's letter is from a side chick. Yes, tonight's letter is from a side chick, side piece, mistress, whatever you feel comfortable labeling her as. We're just gonna roll with that. I'm not going to correct you. I'm not going to challenge you. I am simply going to read her letter. And who knows? I just may read her afterwards because it's Saturday night. And let's see what's going on. So according to this young lady, okay, how y'all like my glasses? I am a loyal shopper of VooGlam. So if you like my glasses, I got them from VooGlam. When the side chick becomes the main chick, that's what she said. I didn't give her that caption. Sometimes I will give the letter a new caption to give it new life or my personal perspective, but she wrote this, I didn't, and that's what she said. She said, okay, when the side chick becomes the main chick. Oh, I just love me some grown and sexy music. Okay, I got my tea, guys. Look, I got my tea. You know, I got the aroma flowing. Okay, nothing but love in this house. Love in this house. Love in this vessel. Okay, good vibes. I hope you're feeling the good vibes, the positivity, and the grown and sexiness. Okay, let's just, okay, stay focused, Gayla. when the side chick becomes the main chick. So I started talking to this man a year ago. Let me turn you down, baby. You're singing too loud. So I started talking to this man a year ago. I knew he had a girlfriend, but I was recently divorced and just didn't care. I know I was wrong at the time. It was intended as a hookup only. Wait a minute. It was intended as a hookup only, but about 6 or 7 months in, we really started having feelings for each other. Then it grew into me falling in love with him. Oh, you did that, girl. He and his girlfriend were off and on this entire time for many reasons. Okay. However, she didn't find out about me until after they split for the final time a few months ago. Now I am spending a lot of time with him and we are building each other up tremendously. The delusion of it all, right? I really love him and he feels the same way. However, he is reluctant. We knew how this was going to go, right? However, he is reluctant to go all in with me because his ex threatens to keep his child from him if he is with me or if I'm around their child. In a way, I can understand her issue because I was involved with him while they were together. At the same time, I feel if we are truly happy together, then it shouldn't matter. How can someone keep their child from the other parent because of who they chose to be with? Granted, she cheated on him first, which is why we started talking in the first place. Is she right to hold the baby from him because I am in his life and he cheated with me, even though we truly love each other? I was with one man all of my life until I divorced, so all of this is new to me. Oh, okay. Y'all like that, okay? I gave a little drama, you know, drum roll. Give a little theatrical, you know, little, you know, thingamajiggy to it. Okay, so we got a side chick that wrote in. And she says, when the side chick becomes the main chicken, this young lady wants to know, is it right for her man's ex-girlfriend to keep the baby from him because he's with her now and she just wants, you know, everything to be kumbaya and, you know, she's the main chick now and she cheated first. Okay, I'm done with that. So here's, I got my notes. Bravo, young lady. I want to applaud you. Bravo. You did that thing, girl. You did that thing. Bravo to you. Matter of fact, it feels dry in the room right now. I am going to put the music back on. You did that thing, girl. I don't care what nobody say. You are one of the side chicks that you set out to accomplish a goal and you have accomplished it. So I just want to applaud you at being successful in your efforts to trade places with his girlfriend. Bravo, boo. You did that thing, okay? You have now successfully traded places with his girlfriend, okay? So the way that he was treating her, you have just signed yourself up. You have been a willing participant. You are a first-class volunteer to receive all of the treatment that he was giving her, to receive all of the lies that he dispensed to you about her. Now it's your turn. Girl, you did that. Oh my God. Guys, we need to give her a round of applause. She did that. Okay. You did the damn thing. Okay. You successfully received your promotion. You are now the girlfriend. And now he is free to go and explore other side chicks. And I, myself, do not want to seem like I am a hater because I am not. Because what I understand is that this man had a choice. I got Sir Charles back, guys. You know how I feel about Sir Charles. Don't tell nobody, okay? You were successful. You gained the promotion. But let me tell you what you need to expect. You are so excited about your new role and your new position. You were so unapologetic, and you are so excited about taking her man. Go back, knock on her door, and ask this woman if you can take a pair of her shoes too. You took her man. Okay, you did that, boo. You did that thing. But go back and take a few pair of her shoes, because, honey, you are about to be walking in them all the way. Okay, you took a man. Now you take her problems. You take her headache. You take everything that comes with that man. And let me tell you something, honey, he wasn't good to her. He was not faithful to her because he was creeping around with you. So now it's your turn. It's your turn. And I'm excited for you, because you absolutely want this. You want this so bad. And let me tell you something, honey. He was lying to her while he was with her because he was creeping and stepping out with you. I can say this a million times. It's your turn now, but I want you to know that most of the things that he told you about this woman were lies. So I don't know how you can accept them as truths, that all of a sudden this woman wants to keep her baby from, if he totally goes all the way in with you, then he's going to not see his child, or that she's going to keep the baby away from him because he's with you, and she just doesn't want you guys to be happy. That is a bold-faced lie I ever heard. Well, let me tell you something, baby. I can't speak for a man. I can't. I will never try to speak for a man, but I will tell you what I know to be truth. If a man wants you, he wants you. If a man really wants you to be in his life, if he wants you to be his woman, if he wants you to be his wife, there is not a barrier or challenge or excuse in the world good enough to stop him from being with you. See, what he's done is created a reason to keep that barrier between the two of you. He's created a valid excuse in your eyes. You're already going to bat for him. He's created a valid excuse as to why he could never really be with you. Because, see, if you challenge that, then you become the woman that's standing in between him and the relationship with his child, or being with you prevents him from seeing his child. It's all lies. And let's just say, for argument's sake, for one second, that this woman did say that if you have my child around this heifer, then we have a problem. I don't think there's a woman out there that would not understand how this woman feels. Okay, first and foremost, we're all women. So don't sit there and act like you really don't know how this woman would feel after she has been betrayed and lied to and deceived by the man that she was in love with, the man that she had a child with, and now he, you know, is gallivanting around town with his side chick, who now wants to become the main chick. Girl, bye. You know how this woman feels, and even if it's not right that she is keeping the child, or I don't buy it for a second. Even if she's keeping the child from him in her moments of anger, or she's emotionally distraught, she's brokenhearted. I mean, she has a lot of things going on. You know, I don't agree with it, but I definitely understand. And how dare you act like you don't know what it is to be a woman and be betrayed and have your feelings hurt, even if you, you know, have not experienced that. Recently, you know, because you are a woman and you know better. You know what heartbreak feels like. The men may not understand our position, but you damn sure do. And you are literally, it seems like to me that you're doing everything possible to secure your position as the main chick, and he's giving you every excuse as to why you're not going to be. See, this is why it don't pay to do people dirty. Whether you know them or not, it doesn't pay. But if I've ever seen a letter where somebody is desperate to trade places with another woman who has a no good man, it's you. And I just want to keep saying to you, I want you to brace yourself, honey. I want you to brace yourself for everything that you have coming your way. But the downside of it is for you, the unfortunate side of it is for you, is that you're going to be getting worse than what she got, but she held a title. All you are is the side chick. You see, you allowed him to, no, you didn't allow him. You condoned the way that he was treating his woman when you decided to creep with him while knowing that he was in a relationship. So, I mean, the sky's the limit for this guy. With you, you will accept any type of behavior. You can't all of a sudden go into this relationship. Now, in your head, it's a relationship. You can't go in it, I don't think at any point, demanding monogamy from this man. When you know that he was in a relationship with somebody else, when you know he has a baby. A baby. And then this is what trips me out about your letter. You said it was intended as a hookup, but about 6 or 7 months in, we really started having feelings for each other. Then it grew into me falling in love with him. Okay, so which one is it, baby girl? We started having feelings for each other, or you just fell in love with him? I think it's the latter part. I think you have developed feelings. I think he was just doing what he wanted to do, which is cheat. You have yourself a certified cheater, and you did that shit. You participated in the cheating festivities with him. You have successfully assisted him with the demise of his current relationship with his child's mom. And so now it's time to celebrate. Let the lies and the betrayal begin. He betrayed this woman. And here you are. Here you are. Trying to step into their business. Let me tell you something, honey. Whatever is going on between those two parents regarding their child is none of your business. Stay out of the way. Stay in your lane. It's not your business, okay? Whatever he told you about his child's mother, 9 times out of 10, it was a lie and or an excuse to pad his reasons for sliding in between your lady parts, okay? She's this and she's that and she's this and she's that. Well, she couldn't have been that damn awful. He was in a relationship with her, and instead of ending the relationship, guess what he decided to do? He decided to cheat with you. So if she was that awful, why did he just break up with her and then make you his woman? He hasn't made you his woman, and he ain't gonna. It's all in your head, baby girl. It's all in your head. And let me tell you something. Probably the reason that she doesn't want you around her child is because you're sticking your nose in another woman's business, and you have created in her, you are part of her story as it relates to her heartbreak, as it relates to the betrayal that she has experienced now in this season of her life. You are going to be forever imprinted in this woman's history, in her story, as it relates to her journey with this man that she just had a child with. The woman that he was stepping outside of the relationship with, the woman that wants to stick her nose in my business when it comes to my child, and the woman who thinks she fixing to step in and run shit when it comes to me and my child and my child's father, you better stay in your lane, okay? If you want to sign up for her position, that's fine, okay? Be it far from me to tell another woman what's good for her and what's not. If you like it, I love it. But I'm telling you, you took a man in your eyes. Go back and take her shoes too, baby, because you're about to be walking in them shoes, and you are going to learn firsthand what it is to have your heart broke by a no good man. She had herself a no good man. She did. She had herself a no good man. He's no good. And that's what you want? That's what you want for yourself? So if you're just now tuning in, guys, I had a side chick, a mistress, wrote in. And I'm going to do as I typically do at this part of the show. I go back and I reread the letter and, you know, tell you what's going on. In her head, she thinks she's the main chick. She's not the main chick, guys. Lady, you are not the main chick. Miss Ma'am, you are not the main chick. You are the one that he got caught with, and you are the one he's creating excuses as to not make the relationship he doesn't want to make it official with you. He's not going to make it official with you. So I started talking to a man a year ago. I knew he had a girlfriend, but I was recently divorced and just didn't care. You didn't care. You're about to care. Life has a way of teaching you. I know I was wrong at the time. It was intended as a hookup, It was intended as a hookup only, but 6 or 7 months in, we really started having feelings for each other. Then it grew into me falling in love with him. He and his girlfriend were off and on the entire time for many reasons. However, she didn't find out about me until after they split for the final time a few months ago. Let me pause right here. Let me tell you something about this off and on stuff. And you say that she didn't find out about you until the final time a few months ago. She'd been picked up. More than likely that something had changed, that something in some things had changed about her man. You see, when you're in a relationship, and you should know because you just went through a divorce, so you say, we know when something's off with our man. We know when the patterns have changed, when you start treating us different, and it causes problems in the relationship. And I'm pretty sure the off and on was due to him always stepping in and out of their relationship. Okay? Why are you acting clueless? Are you not a woman? So the on and off was probably because if it wasn't you, it's always been somebody else. This man is probably taking this woman through a lot, okay? So now he ends up with you. And you say she found out about you the final time a few months ago. That's because she'd been doing her due diligence. And like any woman who notices a change in her man, who notices that something ain't right, you can't pinpoint it at the time, but you start paying more attention to the things he's telling you. You start paying attention to the lies he gets caught in, and you start doing your due diligence and playing Inspector Gadget if that's what you feel the need to do, and you come upon or stumble upon the answers. I'm pretty sure that's what she done, and that's how she found out about you. And what I will say, woman to woman, is that the pain that you have assisted with visiting this woman in her home, in her heart, you will reap what you sow. It will come back to you. You don't have to be married to reap what you sow. You know, I've always heard, especially these little wonderful little memes on social media, you can't build a happy home off the back of another woman, off of her tears. You can't do that. And that's exactly what you're doing. But, you know, it's one thing that you're going to have your feelings hurt. You're going to get something else hurt if you keep playing around with this child and trying to interfere with this child that she has with this man. This man is lying to you just like he was lying to her. Baby, you ain't getting nothing special. You ain't getting nothing special. You're not getting a good man. You're not getting a faithful man. You're not getting a stand-up guy. You are not getting your forever guy. Okay? You're not. You are getting someone who has gotten caught. He got caught, baby. He got caught with you. And don't be surprised if they go back, if they get back together. Number one, you said in the letter that they had been on and off for months for many reasons. Well, it seems like you've just stepped into the middle of their saga. If they have a pattern of being off and on, which is their thing, I'm not here to judge them. Neither one of them wrote in, you did. But if they got a pattern, an established pattern of being on and off, what makes you think that they're not going to get back together again while you're celebrating your faux success? You're not the main chick, baby. I would challenge you to rethink this thing. I really would. Something tells me that you're trying to fill a void because you did say in the beginning of the letter that you recently divorced. Why don't you take some time to heal? Divorces are like deaths. You probably have not even had an opportunity to wrap your mind around what has happened with you in your failed relationship. You recently got divorced. That is a failed relationship. Shouldn't you be focusing on healing and finding out where you took your missteps in your marriage that led to the demise of your own relationship while celebrating this relationship over here? Baby, it's not going to work. And if it does, get ready for a lot of sleepless nights. Go ahead and invest some stock into Tylenol and Midol and whatever pain relievers that they have out here over the counter on the market. Because, baby, he is about to run you through the ringer. Because if you were the type of woman that would step out with him when he was in a relationship with someone else, he gonna dog you. He's gonna drag your behind. Get ready for some sleepless nights and a lot of headache and a lot of in and out of the relationship. What he done to her, baby, you signed up for. You are a willing participant. You said, here I am. Let me have it. Bring it to me, Zaddy. Hey, that's what you want. So that's all I got. I mean, the baby is not your issue. He just don't want to be with you. He's using the baby as an excuse to not fully commit to you. Because if he was going to be committed and totally a stand-up guy, I would think that it would be with the person that he has a baby. You said a baby. You didn't say a child or a toddler or a kid. You were very specific, a baby. They have a baby. So, I don't know. That's my feedback on tonight's letter. If you're just tuning in, when the side chick becomes the main chick. And even if we, you know, there are some stories, you know, some success stories, I guess, that are out there where a side chick becomes the main chick. Some celebrities, it has happened too, you know. But for the most part, you don't ever know what's going on behind closed doors. And I wouldn't ever want that type of karma to be visited on my life or my head. And I just hope that you come to your senses and you end this foolishness. Because, honey, the way you got him is the way you will lose him. The way you got him is the way you will lose him. How he treated her, he's not going to treat you any better. And this is me talking to you woman to woman. Like, you know, don't do this to yourself. You should want better for yourself. When the side chick becomes the main chick, main, to me, indicates or implies that there will be others. So this has been another edition of Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angelo Potadiel. And tune in to the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel tomorrow. It will be a day of nothing but Diva Speaks Relationship Ministry, providing you that extra supplement, spiritual supplement for your relationship. If you are going through a season of struggle, if you are going through something right now and you are praying to God to turn some things around in your life, and you know that the enemy has a hold on your partner or a grip on your marriage or your relationship, definitely go ahead and add my Roku channel tonight, because I'm going to go ahead and program some shows for some encouragement for those of you who may be experiencing turbulence in your relationship. Just remember, no season lasts forever. You can get through it. It's what you're doing in the meantime that matters, and that, you know, basically, you know, can help you ease some of your pain and give you some comfort. You know what you do in the meantime, it does matter. Your prayers matter. You know who you allow to speak to you matters when you're going through something in your relationship. Who you surround yourself with, it matters. So I just want you to be cognizant of those things if you are going through something, and just know that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. And the enemy would not be attacking your relationship if there wasn't a kingdom assignment on it, or a kingdom assignment that one of the both of you have as it relates to your relationship. It is my firm belief that, you know, your relationship can be a ministry. There could be a reason or a purpose for your relationship. There is something that the two of you are supposed to accomplish together. And sometimes I think that the enemy hits relationships the hardest when there is kingdom value assigned to that relationship, when the two of you are a power couple in the kingdom, a power couple in the natural, a power couple, period. You may be the type of couple that people look to and observe from afar and aspire to have a love like yours. And they don't know what's going on between the two of you behind closed doors, but you are a ministry for the kingdom just by being together. And the enemy sees things like that. The enemy sees that you are, you know, a vessel for God's message to be heard as it relates to marriages and relationship. And what he does is he comes in and he finds the weakest link between the two of you, or he identifies the weaknesses within the both of you. And he comes in like a flood to kill, steal, and destroy. And whatever that you see, if you keep going through something in your relationship, then 9 times out of 10, that is the weakness he has identified that neither one of you have conquered. Okay, and let me also remind you that the changes that you're looking for and you're praying to God for in your relationships and your marriages, when you're going through something, those changes, I'm telling you, as a believer, it will always start with you. God is going to always start with you and making those changes to you and ministering to you first before you will ever see a change in that person, because your focus needs to be on healing self and dealing with the issues that God is exposing or allowing the enemy to expose, the weaknesses, the cracks in the foundation in your relationship. So just keep all of that in mind if you are going through something. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do with their relationship outside of fight for it if there's good in it. If there's good in it and you know that what you're going through, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand how this is happening. I don't understand why this is happening. This makes no sense. We used to be this. We used to have this going on. We used to be accomplishing this. And then out of nowhere, here we are in this dry place. Let me tell you, that is a number one sign. The enemy is after something godly and divine that has been assigned to your marriage or your relationship in your life. If you can push through and get to the other side of it, if you can trust God even when you can't see him in this storm, let me tell you, there is a blessing for the both of you. There's a blessing that can come to your family through you guys if you can push past it and see your way through it. Don't buy into the smoke screen. Don't buy into this worldly mindset about throwing people away. Pray to God about what you're going through so you can come out of it and you can come out of it better and stronger than ever. Because let me tell you something, there is value in your marriages and in your relationship. And if you're going through hell right now, and if it seems like it's been going on for a long time, that is an indication that Satan has found a way into your home, into your household, into your relationships, and he won't stop until its demise. There's a kingdom assignment on it. There's good sugar honey iced tea there. Don't be so quick to walk away and listen to these people who don't know how to hold relationships together. Don't listen to these people that don't know how to resolve issues or don't know how to trust God to resolve issues. Don't listen to these people who walk away from their relationships and their commitments and covenants in 2 to 3 business days if it's not resolved. Don't do it. Don't buy into that smoke screen. Don't buy into that foolishness. Let me tell you something. You can have the desires of your heart. You can see your situation turn back around if you just trust God. Trust him, honey. Trust him. And if it's meant, if it is meant that the two of you should go your separate ways, nobody should have the power to tell you that. God will let you know. God will let you know. Not Diva, not Mom and them, not Dad and them, not your best friend. God will let you know, when it's time to walk away, if it's time to walk away. So this has been When the Side Chick Becomes the Main Chick. I hope that I have encouraged someone tonight. I hope that I've encouraged someone to don't sign up for either position. Don't sign up to be the side chick, and definitely don't sign up to be the woman that celebrates another woman's relationship that has just crumbled and you are simply elated to have her man. I want you to be just as happy to have her problems too, okay? That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it copacetic, all right? My name is Angela Potarial, and I will see you guys this Thursday. I will be doing another live because I have another juicy letter, honey. You don't want to miss this one, okay? This Thursday, make sure that you subscribe, and you guys have a fabulous Saturday night. Toodles.